the best players always follow the best players. They want to be in the top of the game because they are the ones, they are there. You know, you cannot rest or sleep because the other one can pass you. Of course, we fight with everyone. With Neymar, with Messi, with Lewandowski, with Higuain. You know, with the top of the best players in the world. So, I mean, this is not fighting, but it's hard. It's healthy. You know, comparisons is healthy. And we fight, you know, to be the best. This is why it's my main point. It's my motivation. It's to be better than them. Than them, year after year. And he said to me, Cristiano, the most important thing, I knew it, and everyone know that. And he said, Cristiano, we have money, we have everything, we have fame. And he said, I have millions, billions, but the most important thing, it's the family. Keep your family healthy, good, and take care of your family, because this is the most important thing in the world. A part of that, of course, you have your life, your private life, you have your girlfriend, you have your cars, your houses, your fame. But in the beginning, your family, it's always with you for the good moments and for the bad moments. But I know I depend on many people, but to be honest, if you're thinking too much about that, you lost your focus, which is the most important. You know, my focus, it's to be a good man. And to do it my job properly. So this is what I'm trying to do. I know many people depend on me, but this is other side of me. I try to don't focus on that, because in my it's important, but for me it's not the most important. It's about the balance. We have time for everything. You know, to enjoy with my son, to do it properly my job. You know, to be fit all the time, to training properly all the time, to play good. Because it's my life, you know, as you know, the soccer in America,
right,
and football in Europe, you know, it's great. And it's my passion. It's what I love to do. And to be fit all the time, to be in the top of the level many, many years, you have to be consistent. So this is what I'm trying to do, to be good, to be in a good shape, and try to enjoy the people. This is what I love to do.
I have to improve, and I want to improve. And I see myself to do it when I'm retired, to speak for millions of people, advices, how to be a professional player, how to maintain your longevity, how, I'm not a psychologist, but I passed through many, many things, and I can,
you know, above all, how to win.
How to win, which is the most important. And I think
it's what it's all about.
I have experience to inspire people for that. I think I'm a role model. And I can help many, many people in that way if they want my help.
They will listen to it, right?
For sure. Especially the young people. Mm. I want to be with the young people, to speak with them, not only for them, but for the fathers as well, to put them in the right spot. I see football now as a business, to be honest. I don't understand. They treat you players like a piece of meat. I say, yes, you say everything. It's true. When they want you, when they count with you, they give you everything. When they don't, they try to make a hard life to you. I see football piece the last years as a business. Mm. I saw many, many things that I'm disappointing. The passion for the game still intact, but in the same way, I saw other things as well, which is surprised me, but in the same way, it's part of the business, because if you see the world how it is in the moment, it's all business. Everyone take on itself. Everyone, they are more individual. Listen, you have one game. After 3-4 days, you have to be in the national team preparation for the World Cup. It's hard. Sometimes you have to sell everything and be with your family, take the best decisions. And in this summer, I didn't feel comfortable. I feel uncomfortable the way they treat me, especially the press. They doubt about me, the professional that I am. It's impossible to be 21 in the top of the game if you're not professional. They doubt about me, which is make me feel very, very, very sad, because in my life, I'm always one of the best professional. This is why I'm still playing the high level.
I'm always say it's all package, you know. First of all, it's the talent helps a lot, of course. But of course, the ethic of work. You have to put in your mind ethic of work when you are professional. So since day one, when I start with a professional, let's say with 16, 17, 18, I'm always have an ethic to be the best, to train hard, to listen to all the players, experienced players. And, of course, my dreaming coming true. I was professional. I play in the best clubs in the world. I won the most important trophies. So I'm glad to be in this position. But of course, this is not coming from the sky. I dedicate myself and I'm working hard. And this is why the goals and all the achievements that I get coming from dedication and hard work. In the beginning, when I was very young, I did a lot and do extra trainings to improve my, you know, my skills, the dribblings and everything. But, you know, I think you're working well because, you know, what I am today is started from that moment that I did weights in my feet and jumping and do dribblings and I take it off and I feel more faster. So it was funny and I remember so good and I'm happy to have this memory, what I did the last, let's say 15 years. So it's good. It's good improvement.
I'm always say it was the toughest time in my life. It was when I left my family with 11 years old to live in a different world, which is Lisbon, in the same country, but it looked like it's a different part of the world. I was cry almost every day to miss my family, but I'm not regret because it was probably the more intense moments in my life that I lived through. So without sacrifice, you cannot win nothing. So I did a unbelievable sacrifice, my family too. And I think I did a good option.
It's a stupid question when the people say, they are not the same. Nobody is the same. Day by day, we're getting old. Every one of us. You understand? It's normal. You have to adapt. And I think nobody in this game have this brain that adapts with his age. I'm not want to be cocky to say that I'm the same that when I was 20. Of course, no. But I'm adapt and I be smart to know my strength, what I'm good to do. And I'm still playing the high level and I score goals and I will continue to score goals if my mind is clear and happy. And if the people surround me, they are help me to be a successful player. Especially the coach, the president, directives. But when you feel that the energy don't go surround you, it's difficult you to be yourself, which has happened. This is what's happened with me. When I arrive in Manchester United, I always be available to help the team to do the good things, to put in the right spots, to compete with the best teams. But it's hard when they cut your legs and they don't like you to shine. And they don't listen to your advices. I think I have a word to advise to the club because the trophies that I won, individual and collective, I think I can help a lot. But when the infrastructure is not good, no. They criticize me when I don't speak. Of course, when I'm going to speak, they're going to criticize me even more. But it's something that I can deal with that. I know I'm going to disappoint a few people. Maybe I'm going to make happy a few people, but it is what it is. The life it's completely difficult. We have obstacles in our lives. And, I will keep running to fight against the people who don't believe me. And the life is a challenge. And I want the people that they are wrong. Nobody is perfect. Episodes in the life we all have, is part of the human beings. It's part of me to be a human being and father as well. I always will commit mistakes, but I don't know. It's hard to tell you right now what's going to happen in the World Cup because my focus is only for the World Cup, for the Portugal national team.